Hello, and welcome to Politics in Progress, Episode 1, The Democrat Party. Where, oh, where do I begin with the clusterfuck that is the Democrat Party? Maybe I should start with the hypocritical politicians in office, like Nancy Pelosi, who made millions off of insider trading before turning around and saying it should be banned. Or perhaps I could go with the morons who thought it was a good idea to abandon the critical base to try and rouse a few thousand conservative votes. Could I go with the insufferably slow actions of the 86th Attorney General, Merrick Garland, who probably has the most significant blame to be had? Actually, yes, I'm starting there. This fucker sat on his hands for months, a year, and didn't bother to do the goddamn job he was hired to do, which was prosecute criminals on a federal level. For God's sake, state court did more than him. But no, whiny Garland was too afraid of the political retribution to seek convictions. If he had, perhaps the president-elect wouldn't be so and would be rotting in a prison cell. Merrick Garland, you shouldn't have a step foot in the political arena if you couldn't go through with the federal convictions. But I digress. Plenty of blame to be found. Like Kamala Harris, you ran a moderate campaign. Not in politics, God no. It was far too conservative to campaign. You, in effectiveness, considering the 106 days you had, did not wholly flunk it. And some blame falls on both Biden and the electorate that just mentally checked out since the primaries. We could have had a primary if Biden had kept his 2020 promise and not run again. Maybe Tim Walz would be the candidate. Maybe Gretchen Whitmer. Hell, even fucking Gavin Newsom, the bot politician that he is, could have won it. But no. Instead, one of the most searched topics on election night was, did Joe Biden drop out? Or, when did Joe Biden drop out? It's fucking ridiculous. Harris? Why the fuck would you campaign with Dick fucking Cheney? The guy makes all but the worst war criminal seem sane. To borrow a late night host's spit, the only way you could have won a more extreme campaign was to dig up Kissinger's rotten corpse and have it do stand up like those string puppets. You had Tim Walz as a VP, a guy universally liked by everyone in the Democrats. You had Bernie Sanders, a guy who's run for the damn nomination twice and is consistently the most popular senator nationwide. For crying out loud, Sanders brings in more fundraising than nearly every other presidential candidate nationwide. You had options of people to campaign with, but you chose the most right-wing people you could find that set out a loyalty to the Constitution. If you were wondering, I'm using air quotes around the word loyalty. You lot are even willing to abandon the most vulnerable groups of people, like those of the LGBTQIA+ faction, a group that has strong support nationwide and has consistently voted for Democrats in high numbers due to Republicans wanting their extinction. And you lot dare to post up candidates that actively harm them? Are you actively trying to shoot yourselves in the foot? 5.6% of all people in the US are those who identify with LGBTQIA+. Let me break it down. If just half of those votes chose not to vote Democrat or voted Republican, we'd be seeing a GOP House majority of at least 10 seats, likely more. But instead of realizing the negative impact of your anti-LGBTQIA+ message, you've only further isolated said group. Do Democrats actually have a political strategy, or are you just hoping to win on Republicans bad? Well, guess what? Such a strategy only works if you have a Republican-ass president. Any other time, and it's a failure. To the Republican-aligned Bernie Sanders, I don't blame your choice to retire following this election cycle. For decades, you served the best you could and were rebuffed by conservatives and extremist conservatives alike. Yeah, I said it. The Democrats are not left. They are not liberal. They are cowards. Their biggest group of widespread supporters is the Progressive Caucus, but they actively undermine said group, even though progressives can and do win races that Republicans win nearly all the time. For example, when Katie Porter flipped what should have been a Republican hold, even in a blue wave year. In 2018, Mimi Walters won 51% of the primary vote. In 2016, she won nearly 59% of the general election. Holding on to that much support should have guaranteed the seat for Republican control. The Democrats are so afraid of an actual progressive group that they sabotage the candidates. Look at what Adam Schiff did to Porter in the 2024 primary, where he unified Republican voters behind one candidate. And now, she's gone from politics, unless Porter decides to run for governor, as Newsom has termed out. One of the most motivated Democrat speakers within the Progressive Caucus, just gone. With another progressive, Barbara Lee, in tow. Democrats will do everything in their power to sabotage progressives, even though progressive ballot measures are widely popular. Many solid red states approve things like minimum wage increases or education bonds. And because Democrats are so afraid of their voter base, they'll keep screwing things up. Mark my words, Democrats will be almost guaranteed to regain the House in 2026. And will shrink the Senate majority by at least one, but they will never learn the lesson that is 2024. And if my opinion mattered, perhaps it's time the Democrats become the conservative party outright, and a new liberal or progressive party takes the left wing of American politics. That could be the Green Party, or it could be another party. The Green Party should work on getting candidates into state houses and senates before they worry about the presidency, or heck, even just the U.S. House. I'm sure there are members of the Progressive Caucus who despise the Democrats. Hell, I'm personally working to bring back the Bull Moose Party, as Teddy Roosevelt, for all his flaws and racism, was a progressive of his time. I'm thinking about calling individual state parties Progressive Blank, like my own state, Progressive Oregon. Not a party focused on the presidency, but individual states, because that's the flaw with current third parties. They think that winning the presidency will catapult them, but without a solid base in state government, most people won't vote for these unknown groups. If anyone wants to volunteer for Progressive Oregon or start their state parties with assistance, you can contact me through Reddit or Blue Sky, as written in description. I refuse to entertain the social media cesspool formerly known as Twitter. And to the Democrat Party who says, we still support the working class and progressives, fuck off with those lies and shove them so deep that they'll be lodged till death. Democrat Party leadership doesn't care, and they've proven that year after year, election after election. So, we shouldn't give you the time of day unless imminent doom is upon us, which considering the colossal fuck-up that is Merrick Garland, it might just.